We are joined this morning by a guest on the phone. Chuck Reed joins us. He's public relations manager here in Iowa for the American Cancer Society's Midwest Division. Chuck, we're going to talk about October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I think folks have seen probably, if they watch NFL football, they see the pink towels and things. Some high schools have gotten kind of into that, too, to raise awareness. It's nice to see the messages spreading.
That's one of the key things about October and Breast Cancer Awareness Month is simply getting the word out there. You mentioned the NFL. For the first time, we've got an agreement, the American Cancer Society, along with the National Football League. It's called Crucial Catch, and that's where you see the pink shoes and the pink towels and the pink gloves. And it's definitely created quite a bit of awareness for us. And the key for us is to take awareness and move it one step beyond. I think a lot of people see the pink ribbons and the pink and all that, and then it kind of dies there. But we need to take that one step further and bring about additional things beyond just awareness.
Well, the numbers are unfortunately too big.
Way too big. When you look at nationally, it's over 230,000 women will be diagnosed with invasive breast cancer in 2011. That includes 2,100 women from Iowa. And nationally, you look at almost 40,000 women expected to die from the disease. That's 380 in Iowa, and far too great. One in eight women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime, and breast cancer accounts for nearly one in three cancers diagnosed in women. So we're talking some huge, huge numbers.
Is it just a simple matter of being checked early and often?
Well, I think there's a couple things with that. Number one, staying on top of your health overall. But particularly this month, we're talking about your breast health. And you need to understand your body and to do those self-exams. Now, self-exams are not the end-all, be-all, but they're very important in finding lumps and knowing your body. And if something doesn't feel right, you need to get to your doctor right away. So there is that aspect of it. There's also the education aspect of it, and that is knowing what breast cancer is all about, and that is that 95% of cases of breast cancer occur in women over 40 years of age. So if you are 40 years old and haven't had that first mammogram, you need to get to your doctor. We're talking about 95% of all breast cancer cases occurring in your age group. So that's very important. You need to know family history. And sometimes that involves your genetic makeup, and you have that breast cancer gene. And you need to know that, and you need to get to your doctor and talk to him and see what needs to be done. Maybe you need to get that first mammogram at 23, 24, 25, if you have that breast cancer gene. So all those things. We've got education. We've got understanding. And basically, if women just stay on top of their health, if they know their bodies and they feel something that's not right and they get to their doctor right away, if breast cancer is caught before it is spread, it's 98% treatable. So this is not something you have to die from.
And I know specifically we're talking about breast cancer today, but that really goes a long way for the same advice with all kinds of cancer.
Yes. If you can do a few things, you can control, some people believe, up to 60% of your chances of getting diagnosed with cancer. And that's, exercise, maintain a healthy body weight. That's so important. When you look at what obesity, the numbers involved with that, with breast cancer this month, women who are obese face a 30% greater chance of getting breast cancer. So if you exercise and you eat right, get those five fruits and vegetables a day, eat a good diet, maintain a healthy body weight, that's crucial. Also get those screenings, because a lot of times if you can catch cancer early when it's most treatable, you get it taken care of and live a healthy, prosperous life after that. But if you don't find it early and it spreads, and breast cancer stage 1, 98% treatable. Breast cancer stage 4, the numbers get very small. So, stay on top of your health. Get those screenings. Also, limit alcohol consumption, especially with breast cancer. I'm not trying to turn everybody into a teetotaler or bring back prohibition. It's okay to have a glass of wine with dinner occasionally. But if you consume significant amounts of alcohol, your chances of getting breast cancer go up dramatically. So that's another thing you have to look at. And then, just other simple things, and maybe the main one in preventing all cancers, is eliminate tobacco use, because tobacco is the number one most preventable cause of cancer in the world today. If you can quit smoking or, chewing or whatever, you decrease your chances of getting cancer by 30%. So that's one in particular that we really need to keep working on. But, exercise, eat right, limit tobacco use, stay on top of your screenings, you stand a pretty good chance of living a cancer-free life. Or if you indeed do get cancer, it's caught at an early stage when it's most treatable.
Chuck, you threw out a lot of numbers there at the beginning as far as the numbers of breast cancer cases that will pop up each year, those types of things. How do we fare in Iowa as compared to national statistics? Are we better or worse?
We're pretty much in the middle. I think somewhere between 20 and 30 nationally as far as our breast cancer numbers go. So not the greatest, not the worst, and we certainly have room for improvement.
Certainly could be better. There are a lot of, of course, we have a lot of the large metropolitan area hospitals in the metro areas in Iowa, but also a lot of quality rural health care facilities, too. Are people taking advantage of that to try to keep these instances down?
I hope so. We do have some great health care facilities in Iowa, and there's no question about that. So one of the things we consider kind of a unique population is rural people. And, you may live 50 miles from the nearest hospital, but we certainly hope you do take advantage of that healthcare facility. And we have some very good ones in Iowa, not just our bigger ones in Des Moines or Cedar Rapids or Council Bluffs, but, some of the smaller communities really do a nice job. And we hope people are taking advantage of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Relay for Life concept has just become an incredibly great opportunity to be able to publicize, promote some of the success stories that are out there and promote awareness as well as to what we need to do to make sure we don't fall into some of those statistics. But, man, that only happens once a year in a lot of communities. The important thing is to keep that awareness up the rest of the year.
Correct. And that's why, in March we'll have Colorectal Cancer Month. And next month will be Lung Cancer Awareness Month, tied in with the Great American Smokeout. So we are trying to keep people involved in the fight against cancer year-round. And you mentioned Relay for Life. Yeah, that's a great event where we celebrate and remember and fight back against cancer. But again, it's one day, once a year. And cancer, unfortunately, right now is the number one cause of death in Iowa. And so we need to do a better job of making sure that everyone knows about cancer, how to prevent it, what to do if there is a cancer diagnosis, and we need to do that year-round. And that's why months like October and Breast Cancer Awareness Month are so important in the fight against the number one cause of death in Iowa.
Well, and if folks know the right questions to ask when they're sitting there with their doctors and things, too, I'm sure some things just never get covered because they just don't get asked.
That's 100% correct, Jim, and I couldn't agree with you more. We have a website, cancer.org. It's very simple, cancer.org, and on there, you can actually go in there and find questions to ask your doctor so that you can stay on top of your health. And it's real simple. Again, just go to the website, cancer.org, type in questions about, say, skin cancer, and it'll take you right there, and you can get those questions. Talk to your doctor about, I've got this funny birthmark or something. Do I need to have something done? And so that all is available at the website, and it's very important that you do ask the right questions, and that's a great place to find the right questions to ask.
Well, and not everyone's experiences are identical either. Isn't that right, Chuck, that just because you have a friend who might have gone through this doesn't mean they can answer all your questions? You should probably seek out the advice of a professional?
Correct. And, whether you want to find the information online or find it over the phone, or certainly I prefer talking to your healthcare professional, talk to your doctor. I think that's the best place to go. But, yes, what's something for you is not the same for someone else in fighting cancer. And so just because someone says, yeah, I had that, and yeah, I'm fine now, cancer doesn't go away. It's not like a cold. So certainly talk to your healthcare professional. And, again, as you stated, it's not the same for everyone. So please stay on top of your health and talk to your doctor.
Well, and along those lines, different websites, WebMD, some of those types of things, they can be helpful at times to kind of get you started, but they're not the end all, and make sure that you do consult with those professionals in the medical industry so that they can take a look at your specific case.
Yeah, a lot of those websites, very good information available on those websites about what's occurring in the fight against cancer or in the fight against other diseases. But again, I use them as an information source, not as an end-all, be-all to answer my questions about my health. That's where your doctor fits in. So great places to get information, but your doctor is a better source of information about your personal health.
So bottom line is, if you haven't been checked out for a while, if you haven't gone in for an annual physical of any type, it might be a good time to sit and think about those things and look for those signs.
Most certainly. And again, our screening guidelines for two of the big three cancers are mammogram at 40, if you haven't had one already, Or if you have a family history, certainly talk to your doctor sooner than 40. But if you haven't had a mammogram at 40, you need to get one. And then, of course, with colorectal cancer, which is the number three cause of cancer death, you need to get that first colonoscopy at 50. And that seems to be about the right age. So I get mine in about a year. I'm very excited about it. So, but that's a key one. Those are two of the best screening techniques we have in the fight against cancer. And, of course, the number one cause of cancer death is lung cancer. And, again, that one's pretty simple. I don't need a screening technique to tell you to quit smoking or quit using tobacco products.
Very good. All right. So take care of yourself now so you can last a good long time and don't have to go through all of those issues later on. Breast Cancer Awareness Month here this month, but be thinking about all those different types of cancers as well and see your doctor if you haven't done that in a while. Chuck Reed, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you very much for having me.